Story number 66. Jezebel, a wicked queen. After King Jeroboam dies, each king who rules the northern 10-tribe kingdom of Israel is bad. King Ahab is the worst king of all. Do you know why? One big reason is his wife, wicked Queen Jezebel. Jezebel is not an Israelite woman. She is the daughter of the king of Sidon. She worships the false god Baal, and she gets Ahab and many Israelites to worship Baal too. Jezebel hates Jehovah and kills many of his prophets. Others have to hide in caves so that they won't be killed. If Jezebel wants something, she will even kill a person to get it. One day, King Ahab is very sad. So Jezebel asks him, "Why are you sad today?" "Because of what Naboth said to me," Ahab answers. "I wanted to buy his vineyard, but he told me I couldn't have it." "Don't worry," Jezebel says. "I will get it for you." So Jezebel writes letters to some chief men in the city where this man Naboth lives. "Get some good-for-nothing men to say that Naboth has cursed God and the king," she tells them. "Then take Naboth out of the city and stone him to death." As soon as Jezebel learns that Naboth is dead, she says to Ahab, "Now go and take his vineyard." Don't you agree that Jezebel should be punished for doing such a terrible thing? So, in time, Jehovah sends the man Jehu to punish her. When Jezebel hears that Jehu is coming, she paints her eyes and tries to fix herself up to look pretty. But when Jehu comes and sees Jezebel in the window, he calls to the men in the palace, "Throw her down!" The men obey, as you can see in the picture. They throw her down and she dies. This is the end of Wicked Queen Jezebel.